health reform on the campaign agenda. Welcome to the August 20th edition of Policy in Practice, the weekly podcast from IMNG Medical Media. I'm Frances Correa. The Affordable Care Act and Medicare and Medicaid are front and center on the campaign trail. That may be partly because Mitt Romney named Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan as his running mate. Congressman Ryan supports giving states more control over Medicaid by giving them federal dollars as a block grant. But he's best known for his plan to turn Medicare into a voucher or premium support program. Beneficiaries would get a fixed dollar amount to buy health coverage on the open market. Many seniors and doctors are leery. The American College of Physicians, for one, is concerned that a voucher program would leave vulnerable seniors unable to afford care. The White House also hit back. HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius slammed the proposal, without naming Congressman Ryan.
It would end Medicare as we know it by replacing the guaranteed benefits that have been Medicare's defining feature for over 45 years with a voucher that wouldn't cover the full cost of health insurance. That means costs are shifted to seniors. Seniors would be left footing the bill, an average of $6,400 additional dollars in the first year of the new scheme.
A Washington Post Kaiser Family Foundation poll found that only 36% of registered voters said Medicare should be transitioned to a voucher program. Almost 60% said they want it to remain as a defined benefit plan. Meanwhile, HHS is working to ease the paperwork burden on doctors. As part of the Affordable Care Act, health plans will have to offer standardized online forms for physicians and hospitals to enroll in electronic payments and to get electronic notices about denials. HHS officials said they think the new, simpler forms will encourage doctors to take up electronic billing. Right now, about 70% of medical claims are still paid with paper checks, the agency said. The change, which starts in 2014, would save money, too, at least $30 million over the next 10 years. But healthcare costs are still going up, and employers feeling the pressure might start squeezing doctors and hospitals. That's according to the National Business Group on Health. The group's members, largely self-insured Fortune 500 companies, have spent the last few years shifting costs to workers. But that trend is moderating. Going forward, there will be work to influence how doctors and hospitals price their services through more direct contracting. And they'll also direct workers to lower-cost, higher-quality providers by publicly posting the price of care. They're also looking at reference pricing. Workers who want to visit more expensive providers will have to pay the difference out of pocket. Helen Darling, CEO of the business group, explains.
Providers are beginning to understand, both from the government and other sources, that they have to change, but they're not changing fast enough from employer standpoint. So that's why we're doing the direct contracting or putting in on-site health centers and trying to find all the levers, putting price transparency. We will see more what's called reference pricing. This is going to become very common, I think.
Stay with us as we follow the Medicare debate into the party conventions. And as always, we'll have the latest on ACA's implementation. That's the Policy in Practice podcast. I'm Frances Correa.